Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's January 22nd, and I'm wearing a Corpus Christi Hooks Honey Butter Chicken New Era 5950 and an Austin Black Senators Willie Wells t-shirt, both purchased from MILB.com. The Hooks started life in 1968, a very good year, as the Memphis Blues before moving on to Victoria, Texas, Jackson, Mississippi, and Round Rock, Texas, where they spent 5 years before moving to Corpus for the 2005 season. So even though the Hooks have now spent two decades in the sparkling city by the sea, they absolutely have that Austin DNA in their souls, given that the AA Hooks and the now AAA Round Rock Express were both founded by Ryan Sanders, the partnership formed by two proud Texans, Nolan Ryan and Don Sanders. Today we honor a third proud Texan, a man who took his first and last breaths in Austin, the same town where he was first paid to play baseball. On this date in 1989, Willie Wells died at the age of 82. If you caught our September 17th episode when I talked about the father of the Negro Leagues, Rube Foster, you'll recall that he attended what is now Houston-Tillotson University. So did Willie, roughly a quarter century after Foster, moving from their ball diamond to the semi-pro Austin Black Senators, and then on to a myriad of clubs over the next three decades, ending up as a player manager in the Manitoba Dakota League in the early 50s. Considered the second-best shortstop in Negro League history behind Pop Lloyd, the 10-time All-Star was a .330 lifetime hitter, won the NNL Triple Crown in 1930, and was elected to Cooperstown in 1997.